What's up? It's Christine Horn, and you are listening to the Hollywood Bound Actor Podcast. Today, we're taking it back to a classic episode of my show, Actors Daily Bread. Stay tuned.
Welcome to the Hollywood Bound Actor Podcast, the number one place to be if you're an actor who wants to book starring roles in film and television. And now your host, the booking magnet, Christine Horn.
This is Actors Daily Bread. This is where I teach you how to crush your auditions, book more work, and live a life that you love. I'm so excited to have you on here tonight and to share space and time with you. Tonight's topic is how to trust yourself more as an actor. How to trust yourself more. So let's get into it. If you are new here, I want to say welcome. I'm live on Facebook. What's up, Facebook? I'm live on Instagram. What's up, InstaFam? So all my replay watchers who will watch this later, what's up, replay watchers? Love you guys. I hope you love my new booking magnet cap. It is available in our merch store. This is pink for those of you who like a little bit of pink in your life. Boom. But let's get into it. I haven't gone live in a while, so it's so good to see you. If you're new here, I am Christine Horn. I'm an actress of 25 plus years. I'm also an acting and career coach for actors just like you. If you desire to work in film and TV, I am your girl, all right? There's lots of voices in these coaching streets, but I am one of a kind, so get into it. But, you know, let me talk about where the topic came from tonight and make sure, you know what, actually, since it's been a minute, let me see a one in the chat for those of you who are live on Instagram. Put a one in the chat if this is your first time being on. Same thing on Facebook. If this is your first time with me, put a one. If you're OG and we go together, we've been here for a long time, put OG in the chat just so I can welcome you. Aaron, whatever. Aaron, you are not a one. One is if you don't know me. Anyway, let's dive into it. So I have been doing these classes online lately. You know, the strike is happening here in the United States. And so things are a bit slow. And so I actually have time to teach more intimate groups. And so I've been teaching these intimate groups, groups of 12. And this has come up before, but as I've been teaching much more intimately and with my private clients, the issue of trust keeps coming up. Excuse me. The issue of trust. And I just want to, if you're new here, again, I like to go a bit deeper. I'm not just here to tell you about what camera to use and how to edit, right? I want to go deeper because getting deeper into the root of what's happening with you is where the transformation happens. So just rock with me, if you will. So when I inventory every student I work with before I even start the first class, and anyone who's worked with me knows, I want to know what's going on in your head. I want to know where you're feeling stuck. And what keeps coming up, and from a lot of students, especially my most recent cohort that I'm teaching, is the issue of trust. If trust has ever been an issue for you, whether you're watching this live or the replay, I want you to put trust in the comments. Just put trust. And what do I mean? That means not trusting your choices all the way. Wanting to make a strong choice, but being a little on the fence. And so you're just making a choice, but you're not sure if it's the right choice. Maybe, and I know I'm not alone here, maybe you booked a job. Maybe you booked several jobs, but you don't even know like how you booked them. Like you're like, that was a fluke. You don't know that if you have a rinse and repeat process to keep doing that, right? Again, the word trust. When I did my conference last year in Atlanta, shout out to those of you who were at Booking Magnet Live last year, that was a huge topic for the audience, and it was trust. Thank you, I am Steffi Charles. Thank you, Asianelle, thank you. And those of you on Facebook who watch this later, trust is huge. So I wanna give you a few tips tonight on how to build that trust and how to build that trust muscle and so that it helps you. And again, if you're new to me, I'm here to talk to your heart and not just your head. So I hope you can let me into that space, because that again is where the transformation happens. So first and foremost, I know a lot of you, if you're an actor and if you've been doing it for any amount of time, you've probably have had a coach, right? Whether it's been in person in a STEAM study class, whether it's been in school, whether it's been a private coach, an online class, you know, like I do, those kind of things. You get these coaches, right? And although coaches like myself, we're great, at the end of the day, my goal is always, even for my own clients, I tell my students all the time, I don't want you to be relying on me. I don't want to be a crutch to you at all. I don't. So even with my private clients, I'll say, okay, they'll be like, Christine, I have an audition. Can you coach me on it? I'll say, no, I can't coach you on it for my private clients. I'll say, no, because I want you to tape it first and then send me the script. And then I want to see the choices that you made. And then if I have notes, I'll give it back to you. And then you can go from there. And here's what I do, and just stick with me. This is what I do when they watch the notes. I'll ask questions like, let's see, Roxanne. Hey, Roxanne. I'll say, Roxanne, I saw that you made the choice to do blank, or you made the choice for the character to do this. Why did you make that choice? And I do that not as a trick question, y'all. I really want to know why you made the choice. Sometimes, and if you're being honest with yourself, I'm sure you can put, you're going to say amen, or you're going to say ouch today. But sometimes we make choices and we're just pulling choices out of our ass. Like, it's really not even rooted in anything. It's like, I'm angry, I'm happy. Or they said, do two takes. I'm gonna do the happy take and I'm gonna do the angry take. If you can relate, if you say ouch or amen, okay? The topic is how to trust yourself more. You late, J-Rock, but welcome, right? Have you ever just made a choice? You'd be like, I'm gonna be happy, I'm gonna be sad. Like, I know you have. Even though I don't see the comments coming through, I think there's a delay on Facebook. I know that that has happened. And so what I want you to do here is, the reason why I always ask my clients, why did you make that choice? Is because I wanna make sure that you're able to make that choice again. Can you make the choice again? And of course, you're gonna have different scenes and you're gonna have different projects. But I just wanna know, what process are you taking yourself through? I think the trap is, I see you, Lisa Wilson Jackson. I see the trap is, we pay this good money for coaches, right? But I don't want you thinking with the coach's brain forever. Your coach is like, you know, that is the person teaching you how to ride the bike. You got your training wheels on, and maybe they've coached you for 3 months or in a program, even one-on-one a few times. But at some point, you have to trust you, because that coach is not going to be with you 24/7. So let's say you even get with a coach, and the coach coaches you in that audition. Wonderful. We all have audition coaching. That's great. I'm not shitting on coaching. Let's be clear. What I want to be clear about is making sure that you are still working your mental muscle, your acting muscle, in the process of also being coached by someone who maybe has a different perspective than you, maybe who's further along in their career than you. And look, that's the beauty of a coach. They're looking outside and they're looking at things you can't even see. What's that saying? They say it's hard to see the frame when you're inside the picture, or vice versa. You get what I'm saying. So hear me. So even as you're getting coached privately or in a group setting, make sure that you're able to make these choices yourself. Because what will happen is, and I see it all the time, some actors get paralyzed when they don't have their training wheels, when they don't have the security blanket. Because let me tell you something, you're going to be on set because you're going to get booked, right? Because we book in magnets. You're going to get booked, and then you're going to be on set doing an amazing project, and the director's going to say, you know what? You know what, D Browns? Let's do it again. Let's do another take. And this time just make it different. And if D Browns don't have a process for coming up with a take two, or has not done her full character development work, or has her own flow, this can paralyze D Brown. And I don't know you, D. I'm just making it up. But I hope you're picking up what I'm putting down. Yes? So coaches are great, but make sure you're fostering and trusting your own muscle. Now let's speak to the elephant in the room. I understand that sometimes it's hard for us to build the trust muscle if we don't feel like we have the validation or the confirmation to say, good job, Christine. That choice you made booked you the job. You booked it. Now you booked it. Now I trust myself because I booked it. So what does that mean about all the hundreds of other auditions that I've done that I didn't book, maybe had callbacks or pins, or maybe didn't hear anything back? Does that mean I didn't trust myself enough in those? I don't believe so. And I don't want you to adopt that line of thought either. So I want to also pull you away from thinking that the only way we get proof and validation is from the booking. Because again, I hear this. I have some current students right now. So I'm teaching a class called Your Take Two. It's about mastering your second take and creating a second take worth watching. So when you get to set or you have an audition where you do two takes, you feel really confident in what you're submitting. And if you want to know more about those classes, I have another cohort coming up next week. You can click the link in my bio. Facebook, you can just click the link below. But in my when this class started 2 weeks ago, I asked the students, and the biggest issue was, it feels like you're throwing spaghetti at the wall. Put spaghetti in the comments if you've ever felt like you're throwing spaghetti at the wall when you're doing an audition. And specifically, maybe a second take. I'll wait. I want to see who's going to be brave enough to say they're throwing spaghetti at the wall sometimes. You did take one. Now here comes take two. How are we feeling? How confident are we? I am Steffi Charles says spaghetti, right? And even if you don't have a chance to type this and maybe you're going to watch this replay, I want to get you out of spaghetti throwing air, the spaghetti throwing energy. So how can you do that? The one thing I want to add here, more than one thing, I got notes for y'all, so I'm on task. I often hear, and I know you've said this before, I don't know what they want. I don't know what casting wants. How do I know if it's the right choice? And I want you to just adopt this just for a while and test it out for you. Just know that whatever choice you make, just tell yourself it's the right choice. I believe the right choice is the choice you commit to. Now, will another actor present something else that maybe casting likes? Absolutely. But what I'd rather you do is be so freaking committed to the choice that you're making and not play in the middle that you're undeniable. Roxanne said, working on spaghetti now. Listen, it is dinner time here. Like, don't be getting us hungry now. I know, I started it. I don't know what to talk about food. Maybe I'm hungry. I need to cook. Y'all know I love food. I want you to just commit to your choice. Let's throw, is it the right choice away? Let's just commit to our choice. But I want to give a caveat with this. And again, I'm coming at it from the teacher standpoint, because the actor in me definitely relates to this. What does that say? Oh, here we go. Ooh, this is good. This is the word right here. So sometimes we want to make such a different choice. Who can relate to this? We're like, okay, I got this audition. It says, Jackie, 30s, smart, beautiful. Like, how can I make this, how can I make my audition different? And so then you go down this spiral of trying to make your audition different before you really just sat in the creation of who the character is, how they fit into the world of the show or the project, have you even taken in what's actually on the page first before you try to make it different? I already know the answer. And here's this is the nuggets, warning. Here's the nugget. You're overthinking it. Facebook. You're overthinking it. What do you mean, Christine? Sometimes the thing is just what it is. If it's like cop number two, dry-witted, 30s. Like, you know what this is. If you've been rocking with me, and you know my specialty is book more TV. I teach actors how to book more TV. If you rock with me, you know, like, don't reinvent the wheel. You just got to put some rims on it. And guess what? You are the rims. So what I see a lot of when I'm looking at self-tapes, when I'm coaching people, is they're like, no, this can't be, this is too basic. They can't be looking for this. That's too easy. I got to make mine different. Mine has to stand out. And sometimes that action of right what I just did now has you creating something that is so left field from what was on the page of the script. And so while you committed to a choice, hallelujah, what choice was it? Like, I look at the script and I'm like, where did it say? It said she was an angry teacher. Why are you, you know what I mean? Like, it's start with what is on the page. Make that solid choice. Commit to whatever choice you're making that supports what's on the page. So what does that mean? To take it a bit deeper. That means reading the adjectives used to describe the characters, thinking about the world and the environment the character is in. What you know, tidbits of information did you gather from, you know, the other pages of dialogue that gave you a clue about something? Stop trying to be different just to stand out and be different in what you think other people are doing. Especially now, self-tapes, it's not like we're in the room anymore where we can hear people through the wall and hear their audition. No. For theatrical, it is self-tape. So you don't know what the hell anybody is doing. So you don't know, and you don't know what casting wants. So all I need you to do is make a strong choice by committing to the choice. Look at what is on the page. I have an affirmation that I would love for you to write down, keep, play this video back, especially for those of you who are not trusting your choices. And I know a lot of you are being quiet and you're gonna watch this replay later, but I coach too many of you all and I know this is a big thing. I have an affirmation for you that I would love for you to say maybe before every audition, before you set up in your space, before you call your reader to help you. I trust myself. I trust my gift. And I trust my choices. Because I'm getting better and better every single day. I'm gonna say it again. I trust myself. I trust my gift. I trust my choices because I am getting better and better every single day. I was about to curse. Every day I'm getting better, okay? You understand? You gotta say whatever you need to say to make yourself feel amazing, to remind yourself of how gifted you are. Remind yourself whose you are. Remind yourself that you are gifted with a one-of-a-kind gift that must be shared with the world. So you can say this privately. You can write it down everywhere else. Thank you for putting in the notes. Sarah, I see you. Do whatever you need to do because this is your personal journey. I started calling myself a booking magnet back in 2017. I've taught y'all to call yourselves booking magnets. I speak life over you. I speak life over myself. You can call me delusional, Delulu, whatever you want. What you're going to call me is booked, blessed, highly favored, all of it. Yes. Okay? I trust myself. I trust my gift. I trust my choices because I'm getting better and better every single day. So to recap, this is a bonus. Thank you, God. This just came to me. I dare you to repeat a process for the next 3 auditions that you get. And I know it's the strike of it all, especially for those of us who are union, ain't really nothing happening. But whether it is commercial, whether it's a voiceover, whether it's an indie film, or whether you just put this in your pocket for when things get busy again, please hear me. I dare you to do and follow one process for 3 consecutive auditions. Because here's what I also know, and this just came to me, thank you, God, is because you're dedicated to your craft, because you are an actor who invests in themselves, invests in their career, time, energy, money, you've taken classes from lots of different coaches, so you have a lot of voices in your head, not to mention the voices you just see on social media. And it's really easy to be like, okay, in this audition, okay, I got this audition, I'm gonna do it like Christine says. Oh, this one, I'm gonna do it like Sam says. This one, I'm gonna do it like Wendy says. This one, I'm gonna do it like Dwan says. And now it's just fancier spaghetti at the wall. I dare you to just make one process yours and repeat that 3 times back to back. Why do I say that? Because A, it has to get in the flow of your body and your rhythm. If you approach every single audition differently, you're never gonna trust yourself. Because you'll be like, dang, I had 8 auditions. What? Wait, who? Man, what did I do? I booked it, I'm grateful. What did I do? And then you're gonna be back at the same place, being like, I'm not sure exactly what I did. So That is just my tip for you tonight. I hope you found this helpful. Again, I'm Christine Horn. This series is called Actors Daily Bread. I haven't done it in a while, but if you're new to me and you want more encouragement, please know that for free, we have our podcast. So our community that I created in 2017 is filled with over 5,000 plus actors. It's called Hollywood Bound Actors. And you can find us on Instagram. And you can find us on Facebook, where we have a nice community, and we have a podcast with over 100 something episodes. Okay, so just put me on and get some inspiration. We also have a great series with different casting directors and other artists, just to be encouraged. Okay, and the YouTube channel, I think I mentioned that the YouTube channel has over 300 and something videos. So just put in Christine Horn or put in Actors Daily Bread. Just let that thing play like Netflix. Just whatever you need to pour into your spirit, you can get it there. Here's what I know, like I know. I'm an actor first, coach, creative, all that second, right? So I know there's a lot of noise. My goal is for you to trust the one voice that is coming from within you. Okay? Trust that voice. I believe you're letting everybody else's voices get louder than that voice. The God in you, the intuition, the knowing, it's there. This is a gift that you have. At the end of the day, no one can really tell you how to work your gift. When I show up, I'm just telling you what I did. It does not mean that you got to do it the same way. Everybody makes collard greens different. Some is good, some ain't, but you know. It's going to be what it's going to be. So I'm a wrap. Again, I'm Christine Horn. And because Ronnie Hudson II put it on this Instagram, we're going to repeat that affirmation I created for us tonight one more time before we go. I trust myself. I trust my gift. I trust my choices. Why? Because I'm getting better and better day. Okay? Good night, Facebook. I'm going to hang up first. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Hollywood Bound Actor Podcast at HollywoodBoundActor.com.